in Pasuk He, there is a line called a Pesik between the words Elohim and Lo'or. Make a slight pause. In the same Pasuk, the words Koro Loilo, the main accent of the word Koro is on the Kuf. Ordinarily, it would be Koro. However, here, it is a Nosoig Achor, because the word Loilo caused the accent of the word Koro to be pushed back and become Koro. Pasuk Vav, the word is Vihi, Vihi, Vihi Mavdil. There is no Nakuda under the Yud after the Vav. Pasuk Zayin, the words Me'al Lorokia, make sure you express both Lamed, of Me'al and Lorokia. Pasuk Tes, the word is Yikavu, the accent is at the end of the word, Yikavu. Pasuk Yud, between the words Elohim and Layabosha, there is another line, a pasuk, pause slightly. Also in this pasuk, the word Koro, the accent is Milara at the end of the word, Koro Yamim. Pasuk Yud Aleph, the word Tadeshe, there is a small line after the Tuf. The Dalid is a Shivono. Tadeshe. The words Oise Peri, the main accent is on the ayin of Oise. Generally it would have been Oise, but the word Peri pushed it back because of the Nasaig Achar, just as I had mentioned before in the word Koro Loilo. And in Pasuk Yud Beis, the same is true for the words Oise Peri. The stress is on the ayin. I will now go to Parshas Noach.